Gwinnett mourns the loss of legendary wrestling coach, and which University of Georgia athlete was caught speeding down Route 316? We'll have these stories and more on the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast.
Carriage Kia in Gainesville and Woodstock has up to $6,000 in rebates right now during the summer sticker event. New 2019 Optima, Sorento, Sportage, Stinger, and Forte. 66 months, 0% for qualified buyers only at Carriage Kia, Gainesville, and Woodstock.
Hey guys, it's Amanda Lee, your local host and Gwinnett native. 2020 has been a different year for sure, but if the time has come for you and your family to buy, sell, or rent a new home, Peggy Slappy Properties is here to help. Peggy and her team have been in Gwinnett and surrounding areas for 38 years now, helping folks just like you and me. Peggy and her team are a little different. Her team of 35-plus realtors realize that fostering strong relationships within the community is the key to their business. Peggy's team of professionals can work with you regardless of circumstance. Residential homes, new homes, rentals, with listings all over the county. In today's climate, you hear a lot of noise from others on how they can help you. The difference is, at Peggy Slappy Properties, they're buying and selling for neighbors, family, and friends. Don't you believe you'll get the most value from a team that knows the lay of the land? Visit Peggy Slappy Properties online at psponline.com or give them a call 24/7 at 770-271-5555. Peggy delivers the very best in Gwinnett and Georgia real estate because you deserve no less.
It's Sunday, October 18th, 2020. Welcome to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. I'm your host, Marcel Portut. Before we get to today's headlines, here's a quick look at today in history. Moby Dick was published for the first time in 1851. In 1867, the United States brought the Alaska Territory from Russia for $7.2 million, or less than 2 cents an acre. Thomas Edison, inventor of the light bulb and phonograph, died in 1931. The acclaimed musical West Side Story, which won 10 Academy Awards, including Best Picture, was released in 1961. And New York Yankee slugger Reggie Jackson hit 3 home runs in Game 6 of the 1977 World Series against the Los Angeles Dodgers to help the Bronx Bombers win their first championship since 1962. And here's what's making news in Gwinnett County today. Today's top story is brought to you by Peggy Slappy Properties. Cliff Ramos, member of both the Gwinnett Sports and National Wrestling Hall of Fames, died Thursday evening after battling pancreatic cancer since 2018. He was 67 years old. Ramos' head coaching career included memorable stops at Meadow Creek and Collins Hill, along with later roles at Greater Atlanta Christian and Mountain View after he stepped away from head coaching. Ramos led Collins Hill to 9 team state championships and had 34 individual state champions. He also worked in the Gwinnett County Public School System for more than 30 years. For more on Ramos' extraordinary life, visit Will Hammack's article at GwinnettPrepSports.com. Justin Kier, University of Georgia basketball player who joined the Bulldogs after transferring from George Mason University during the offseason, was recently arrested by Gwinnett County deputies. Kier was arrested on reckless and aggressive driving-related charges after he was observed allegedly driving nearly 100 miles per hour and weaving through traffic on State Route 316. He was pulled over by Gwinnett County Sheriff deputies at 12:30 a.m. on October 9th. The report states that a total of 5 people were in the vehicle, including Kier, 3 other unidentified UGA basketball players, and an unidentified female. UGA men's basketball head coach Tom Crean said the athletic department is handling the matter internally. Gwinnett County Police announced a breakthrough in a case involving a hijacking that resulted in a mother jumping with her baby from a moving car. Police have identified Quentin Rogers as a suspect in the hijack. He faces charges of hijacking a motor vehicle and 2 counts of kidnapping. Rogers is not in custody, and the police are urging him to turn himself in. Police said the mother stopped at an Exxon gas station in Duluth after buying fast food on August 18th. She was eating at the trunk of her car while her 1-year-old child was asleep in the car. Rogers is accused of allegedly demanding the mother give him money and threatened to choke her and kill her as he drove her car away from the gas station. The mother then grabbed the infant car seat with her child inside of it and jumped out of the moving vehicle. The car was found abandoned the next day. Police believe the mother was randomly targeted. Which local school district was named the best in the state, and who had gridiron glory on Friday night? Coming up, I'll tell you on the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Stay with me. Engineer Solutions
of Georgia. Hey, Atlanta, this is Jay and Lewis, owners of Engineered Solutions of Georgia. Lewis, what should a homeowner do if they have a crack in their block wall, corner of their door, window, or concrete foundation?
Well, Jay, if it's a diagonal crack, this lets us know that they should be concerned and there could be a serious problem. Then they should call our office at 678-ESOG-NOW and set up an appointment to have one of our qualified professional technicians come out to their property to take a look at the problem.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to. You can trust Engineered Solutions of Georgia.
Give Engineered Solutions of Georgia a call at 678-ESOG-NOW. Engineered Solutions of Georgia. We guarantee
a stable, dry foundation. Welcome back to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. It was a busy week in education news for the county. Reefer City Schools was once again rated as the best school district in Georgia, according to the Niche Annual Report. It is a sixth straight year that the district has held the top spot in the rankings. The Gwinnett County Board of Education approved the appointment of Brittany Riddick as principal of Rosebud Elementary and Molly McAuliffe as the principal of Stripling Elementary. Clay Hunter has been picked up to serve as the interim associate superintendent of curriculum and instructional support. Michelle Smith has been appointed as the Gwinnett County Public Schools' new executive director of internal resolution and compliance, Title IX coordinator. Sam Horn's four-touchdown passes led Collins Hill to a 42-7 win over Peachtree Ridge in prep football action Friday night. For more football recaps, including North Gwinnett's shutout of Mill Creek and Duluth's thrilling win over Discovery, visit GwinnettPrepSports.com. What are some basic practices that are essential to keeping food safe during preparation at home? Stephanie Ho points to some things consumers can do to reduce their risk of foodborne illness.
Getting out basic food safety messages is not as easy as it may seem. Chris Bernstein is director of food safety education for USDA's Food Safety and Inspection Service. He spoke at a recent virtual public meeting about how FSIS is in the middle of a five-year study to collect information about how consumers handle food.
Key insights from our first observational study include that hand washing was a much greater problem than we anticipated, cross-contamination was a bigger problem than we had previously understood, and in many cases, consumers didn't know how to use food thermometers correctly on hamburgers.
First, he points out that researchers observed whether and how people use food thermometers when they cook.
The treatment group watched an educational video we produced about the importance of using a food thermometer. The control group watched a different video. Participants received instructions to cook turkey burgers and a chef salad how they would at home.
Then, after they were done,
following the observation, trained researchers took samples from 15 surfaces around the kitchen. The presence of a tracer organism indicated that cross-contamination occurred during food preparation, and the concentration levels helped us understand where was highest risk.
Researchers also observed how people were using the food thermometers.
Of the control group's attempts, 23% placed the food thermometer in the correct location on the patty, through the side into the middle. Of the treatment group's attempts, 52% placed the food thermometer in the correct location. This difference was statistically significant.
Meanwhile, another major focus for researchers was hand washing.
In our first year's observational study, we thought we were looking into the cook step, but the most fascinating results turned out to be related to the clean step in hand washing.
He points to how the lack of adequate hand washing manifested itself in the test kitchen.
We were also very surprised to see nearly 50% of spice containers were contaminated with a tracer organism. This was a surface that we did not consider high risk before we conducted our first year's observational study.
So how can the information from this finding be translated into the real world?
Educators and public health communicators can apply these takeaways as well. For example, changing how chefs and others give cooking demonstrations. They should all be washing their hands before seasoning meat and poultry with spices to avoid cross-contamination.
Another thing FSIS has been looking at is the public's habit of washing raw poultry before cooking it.
Washing meat and poultry is one of the most complex and personal issues we've seen related to safe food handling in the kitchen. We know most Americans do this, and it's not a recommended practice.
At the same time, FSIS is placing greater emphasis on the need to clean and sanitize any areas where raw poultry has been handled.
The lack of cleaning and sanitizing after washing poultry had a significant impact on cross-contamination. Nearly every surface we tested had a higher load of contamination for washers compared to non-washers.
This is Stephanie Ho for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thank you for joining me for the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast, your hyperlocal snooze on the run. Grab a copy of today's paper and visit GwinnettDailyPost.com for complete details on the stories we've discussed, plus more stories that affect you and the residents of Gwinnett County. Subscribe and share this podcast to get all the latest updates. And if you have a comment or question, we'd love to hear it. Just call the podcast comment line at 404-997-8655. We might even share your comment on an upcoming show. The Gwinnett Daily Post podcast is produced by BG Ad Group. Marcel Perdue, producer. Jacob Sutherland, director. Copyright 2020. All rights reserved.
Brought to you by Toccoa Falls College in Toccoa Falls, Georgia. More information on TFC, call 706-886-7299 or visit them online at tfc.edu. That's tfc.edu. Since 1907, TFC, glorifying God through seeking and developing leaders who will impact the world for Jesus Christ.